Chapter 7. The Wicked Witch. The five friends waited in the palace until morning. Then they started walking to the west. There were no roads or farms or houses, and the ground was difficult to walk on. The Wicked Witch looked out of her palace, and she saw Dorothy and her friends many miles away. They could not see her. The Wicked Witch was angry to see them in the west. She took a special magic hat from her cupboard, and she put it on her head. Then she said slowly,
"Fly to me, monkeys!"
There was a loud noise, and the sky got dark. Then many flying monkeys flew to the witch's palace.
"What can we do for you?"
the monkeys asked.
"Kill that girl and her friends," the Wicked Witch said. "But don't kill the lion, because I'd like him to work for me."
The monkeys flew to Dorothy and her friends. Some of the monkeys took the Tin Woodman. They carried him into the sky. Then he fell to the ground. He lay there and could not move. Other monkeys caught the Scarecrow. They pulled his arms, his legs, and his head from his body, and they put them in a tree. Then they went to Dorothy and Toto, but the monkeys did not hurt them.
"She has the good witch's kiss on her head," said one of the monkeys. "It protects her and the dog in her arms. We can only carry her to the Wicked Witch."
The monkeys flew to the witch's palace with Dorothy, Toto, and the lion. One monkey spoke to the Wicked Witch.
"We killed the Tin Woodman and the Scarecrow, and the lion is in your garden,"
it said.
"But we can't hurt this girl or her dog. Goodbye."
Then the monkeys flew away from the palace. The witch did not understand until she saw the kiss on Dorothy's head. Then she saw Dorothy's silver shoes.
"They're magic shoes," the witch thought. "But the girl doesn't know about their magic, and she is very frightened of me."
Then she laughed, and she said to Dorothy,
"Come with me. You must work for me, or I will kill you."
Dorothy followed the witch to the kitchen.
"Clean the plates and wash the floor," the witch said.
Dorothy had to work every day. She was very sad, and sometimes she cried for hours. The witch often said,
"I'll hit you."
But she could not hurt Dorothy because of the good witch's kiss. The Wicked Witch wanted Dorothy's silver shoes, but Dorothy always wore them. One day, Dorothy fell on the floor, and the witch quickly took one of her shoes.
"Give me my shoe!" shouted Dorothy.
"No!"
laughed the witch.
"It's my shoe now."
This made Dorothy angry. There was a bowl of water near her, and she kicked it at the witch. Now the witch was very wet and frightened.
"No!"
shouted the witch.
"I can't get wet! Water kills me!"
"I'm very sorry," said Dorothy sadly. "I didn't know."
"I'm going to die,"
said the witch, and she fell on the floor. She got smaller and smaller until Dorothy could only see some water and one silver shoe.